Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I am Keon.
And I am Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers. Today has been a good day.
Oh, it has. Do tell. Why has today been a good day?
Well, Tyler and I, as our loyal listeners will know, are moving up to the Bay Area.
The Bay.
And that's in California for you people in Goose Creek.
Goose Creek.
And what we found is that the key to a good business is customer service. The places that we're moving into, not so much. The place that we're moving into has referred us to excellent business people, but they themselves need to learn about it. And all it is good customer service. That is the cornerstone to every single good business. If you treat your customers well, that's half the battle.
And we hope that we treat you well, too. So, and that, we hope that we're treating you well.
Amen.
I do enjoy, I was impressed with the people over at the CIA B.
What?
I don't know. I was trying to think of something clever for FedEx.
Oh, you mean Kinko's?
No, we were at FedEx today.
Yeah, but they were jerks.
Megan was nice.
That was Kinko's. FedEx Kinko's.
I know, that's where I said FedEx.
Yeah, but we went to FedEx first, and FedEx, they were mean.
And then the FedEx Kinko's lady, yeah. She was nice.
Her name was Rachel.
Oh, was it Rachel?
Rachel, yeah. I read her name tag.
Oh. That's her name was Megan.
Nope. Yeah. Wrong. Plus, I also, another reason why today is great, I got two workouts in.
Oh.
I went to this, okay, this goes back to our previous minute of why some businesses are great and some not. If you advertise something, you should probably uphold that. I went to this Pilates studio. I found them online because I was just Googling Pilates for men, kind of seeing what was up there. And there's this really cool video that came up about this sports performance Pilates center. And I was like, it's in Encino. It's like, this is awesome.
You seemed very excited about
it. I was really stoked. It's the first time I've paid for exercise in a very long time. I usually, since I work at gyms, I don't pay for classes ever. So I go to this gym, I give them my 20, and it was a great class.
How long was it?
It was an hour. And it was a really, really good class. Don't get me wrong. Really, really good as far as Pilates goes. But it wasn't sports performance. Like, you're fooling yourself if you think that's a sports performance class. So maybe I missed it. Maybe, like, they have classes that are more towards athletes, but I did not find it to be that.
So you got two in. I, on the other hand, got a big fat zero in.
I thought you won.
I know. I was planning on doing it, and I just got distracted doing other things.
Like what?
I was planning out a workout and a diet for a friend of mine, and I then just got sidetracked on trying to figure out how to pack my room, like how I wanted to go about it.
Got it.
It was one of those days where I just kind of like was sitting there at my desk going, okay, I got to do this, 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 and this.
Right.
And I got a little bit of everything, but the things I really enjoyed doing. So, yeah, it was one of those days. But I plan on waking up and running tomorrow.
Good, good. You got to read that Chi Running book. Seriously.
It's on my to-do list.
All right. I'll finish it and maybe I'll read it out loud to you, bedtime story style. Nice. Did we talk about that on the air one time, or was that off the air?
We come up with so much random stuff that I think the reading your bedtime story did come up on air.
Yeah. So I'm gonna read Tyler a bedtime
Keon
story.
Reads me bedtime stories.
That's
sometimes.
True. So precious.
Very uncomfortable and makes it hard for me to sleep.
Because I'll just creep in there at night. Army crawl in and just start reading.
Starts reading.
With the light that just flashes on. Boom.
Like, oh gosh.
Cool. So today, we're still adhering to our half-hour format. So this is gym 103.
Yes.
We were talking about the ethics. No, sorry, not the ethics. I'm still preoccupied with this whole beauty, the ethics of beauty thing I'm doing tonight, actually, for you guys out there. If you want to come, it's at Azusa Pacific University in Azusa, California. It's in some room somewhere. If you're interested, pop us an email at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com, and I'll help you out, give you directions. It's $5, you get dinner, and you get to hear me talk more.
You get dinner, too? Wow.
Yeah, fancy. I know. Or for that, that one lucky person, I have a guest I can bring. So if you contact me first, yeah, that's right. You might be my guest.
So what is the topic of this thing one more time?
Let me bring up the email so I can give it full justice. But pretty much what it is beauty and how the idea of beauty has changed over the last couple of years, and the last 100 years actually is what we're talking about, and how one of the reasons I'm speaking is because I am the only male on this panel of four people. The forum,
So why are you the only man?
It's because not a lot of guys talk about this stuff. It's not like they're trying to.
They should have like a nice chauvinistic pig up there.
They should have invited you, Tyler.
I know. I would have told it how it is.
That's right. The official title is The Ethics of Beauty. So I was right on spot. And we talked about the four questions before.
So, the reason why is I wanted to know what food are they serving. Because it would have cracked me up if it was like deep fried something something. And like just
I'm guessing it's cafeteria food. So.
Okay, it just would have been funny to be like, yeah. Oh, we're here to talk about beauty and get in shape and whatnot. And
oh.
Here.
Yeah. So we're not talking about the ethics of the gym. We're talking about gym etiquette today.
Etiquette.
So we are Miss Manners and Mr. Manners. Tyler's Miss.
Yes.
Screw you.
That's fine. Whatever.
So go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to walk you through. Sorry, I'm going to go ahead. You didn't
go
say
ahead.
Anything.
I was about to take a drink of water.
We're going to take you through from when you enter the gym, scan your little key card, to when you exit the gym. We're going to walk you through the locker. We'll walk you through the little snack shop. We're going to walk you through the gym floor, group exercise classes, and personal training sessions. Then we're going to walk you on the way out. Showers, etc., because not a lot of people talk about this, and most of it should be common sense, but common sense is rare these days.
And I fully agree with that. So first thing, you walk in, I always like to greet the person as well as that they're greeting me.
Yes.
Like, just say hi to them.
That's just the ethics of life.
Etiquette of life. And also, have your card out already.
Yeah, don't be that person that digs in their bag
and
for half an hour.
Because
then a line forms behind you.
You're now the person that actually writes a check at the grocery store.
If you're going to write a check at the grocery store, make it out to the grocery store first, and then all you have to do is fill in the amount.
Yes, but that's besides the point. So yeah, just have your stuff ready. Go in. Locker room. Some locker rooms have your own... Not
private
most.
Locker. There's some that have what's called an executive locker, and you have that locker, you keep your stuff there, and that's your locker. But most gyms, they have BYOL.
Yeah, bring your own lock kind of a thing. Go to it, get changed, do things. I know in the guys' locker room, I don't spend much time in the female locker room, but there's a...
And?
What? I don't
spend... Do you spend any time in the female locker room?
Besides
cleaning it, or like...
Yeah, but never with people there.
Okay.
The best thing I can say in the guys' locker room is to get in and get out.
Yes. Don't be the guy who takes his shower. Which we'll talk about
at
the
end.
Yeah, let's get back. Because
in the getting there, just get in there, change. And this has to be for girls, too. The keep eye contact. A lot of times people changing, it's the same locker. You don't want to be like, just focus on your stuff. If you're looking at people, keep eye contact.
Yeah,
don't
go below the belt.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable thing. Like, yes, there's people around. I look at people, like, change.
Oh, hey there.
It happens. You turn around and you're like, oh, that guy's half naked. It catches you
or
off,
full naked.
Or fully naked. And
yeah, it's one of those things. It's the
guard.
Human body. Respect
yeah.
it, honor it, and move on. Don't be like the scared child who is petrified by taking their clothes off.
Just,
don't be JD in scrubs.
Yeah, you just
he
get in
wears
and get out.
Shower shorts.
Shower shorts. Get in, get out.
For the
out.
Man who has nothing to hide, but still wants to.
So, yes.
So,
shower shorts.
Or some people don't even go to the locker room, and you know, you can be that guy too.
Yeah.
Or gal.
So once you're on the floor.
The workout floor. So you're walking from there to the workout floor. Let's talk about your warm-up. So depending on the warm-up that you do, you have two choices. Then this is really... Actually, you have three choices. One, you hop on a treadmill or some other piece of cardio and you warm up. Or two, you do a dynamic warm-up, lunges, that kind of thing. Or three, you're that jerk that just starts working out is probably going to injure themselves. So, for our listeners, you have two choices. For everyone else, got three.
Yes.
If you're going to grab that piece of cardio, make sure that you're, like, not, A, stealing someone else's piece who just happened to go to the bathroom. Look for towels, be courteous. And then, B, don't intrude on someone's space. Like, use the stall, like, for guys, use the stall rule. You know, like, when you go to the bathroom, use the stall rule. If there are four stalls, you, and there's another guy peeing in the, like, the far right stall, you go either to the far left stall or the second to left stall. You don't stand right next to the person who's peeing. Same idea with a treadmill. You don't go to the person who's already on the treadmill. You go to the one, two over. And it's just one of those things. It's space. It's you know, respecting other people's area and all that. If it's full, it's full. And also, don't be the person who spends 8 hours on the cardio machine without giving it up, because
that's annoying,
not friendly
as well.
Either.
So yeah, with the workouts, the key to being on the floor is being aware of your surroundings. All in all, that's kind of the general rule.
Right. It's kind of like when you're playing football, rugby, water polo, whatever. Keep your head on a swivel. Gotta be on a swivel.
You gotta know where everything
is. Gotta know where it is, you know? Gotta pay attention. Gotta know where, you know, the talkers are coming from. You gotta know where everyone's at. Gotta do it. So let's talk about, you warmed up, you're all good to go. What's some of the pitfalls that you find some people falling into, Tyler?
My first thing that I notice a lot of people tend to do is the weird, you know, when you walk, when like someone's walking at you and you do that, like you
Starter
go left
step.
And they go left and you go right and
right.
They go, well, they're left, right, you know, kind of thing. And you do that like weird little shuffle back and forth.
Uh-huh.
People seem to do that with weights where it's like, oh, I was going to go for that. Oh, I don't know. Are you going to go for that? I can't do it.
Right.
Just commit.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. If somebody goes for it, be like, hey, do you... There's usually another pair.
Right.
Do you want it? Cool. Whatever. Move on.
Right.
A lot of people tend to get really... They tend to be dumbbell or weight machine hogs.
Ugh.
And that's kind of a thing where it's like, I know that when I work out, I'll grab a pair of 25s, and that will last me the whole workout. Like, I'll just keep those two pair of dumbbells, and I'll do my whole workout with that kind of thing.
Right.
My favorite are the people that will take 25s, 35s, 15s, and then they'll just create their own little, like, fortress of dumbbells.
Right. Like, around them.
Around their bench, and they'll go with that.
It gets bad.
And so, if it's the only one, I don't see a problem with asking.
Yeah, just be like, oh, hey, do you mind if I use this for a set? Or the greatest thing that most guys, if you're a chick or if you're a guy, either way, this works. Do you mind if I work in with you? Like, if they're sitting on, I've seen this happen so many times, someone's sitting on a machine that someone else wants to use, and the other person will just brood. They'll pace back and forth, staring at the other person. It's like, dude, seriously? Just walk up and say, especially if it's a machine with a pin that you can just move the weight up and down real simply, and you say, hey, do you mind if I work in with you while you're resting? And that is, if you say no to that, you have
you're
to have a
jerk.
Damn good reason.
You're
like,
a jerk.
I'm doing a pyramid set, you know, or
even
whatever.
That.
Now, even then, you still have a rest set,
yeah,
you know?
You're still a jerk. And my thing is, if I work in with somebody, I remember what weight they're at.
Right, and then you put it right
back. And
I
put
down.
Their pin back, because it's kind of that they were there first, I'm intruding on their time and
right.
their space. Even though it's the gym, it's everybody's, but that's just how I treat it, is like they're
right.
number one on this concept.
Right, they were here first, treat them as such.
So
but
I come in, but
it's like share. It's like kindergarten, sharing is caring.
Sharing is
everyone
caring.
Can play. That's the rule. Then comes, this is my personal, like I'm just going to start here because this is my personal pet peeve.
Okay.
If you can do something without taking up a big space, then do it there. So an example would be, if I'm going to do bicep curls, and I can only curl 50 pounds on a barbell, right? Or 20, whatever it happens to be. I'm going to go get the preacher curl bar, which is the little easy curl thing. It has the curves in it. Or I'm going to go get the preset barbells, right?
Yeah.
What a lot of times happens is, at my gym, we have two squat racks. You see these guys walking in, they can maybe do on a good day, 60 pounds with the bicep curl barbell, okay. Right? They'll put 10 pounds on each side of a long barbell in the squat rack and then do curls in the damn squat rack. So if someone's actually doing squats or they're doing pull-ups in the squat rack, which is questionable, my workout is now gone to hell because I can't do squats because you're doing something where you shouldn't be doing it. You're doing bicep curls in a place that I can only do squats. Like, I can literally, we have two places to do squats. I can only do that there. You can do bicep curls wherever the hell you want.
Yeah, it goes back to the be aware of what's going on in the realm of life.
Right, exactly. It's like, just be a conscious person, and this should be a no duh, but the fact of it is that this happens in every single gym I've ever been in. So it's one of those things. It's obviously not a no duh. Going along with that, my next pet peeve is just be aware of the space that you're in. I was today doing power cleans, which, okay, if you're not familiar with the move, it's an explosive movement that you have a huge amount of weight and you bring it quickly to your chest from the ground, right? Mm-hmm. So you flip it up towards your chest and it takes a little bit of space. So I was doing it in a fairly large area, but I only took the space that I needed to take up. This guy takes one of those decline benches and pulls it over right behind me. So if I eat it, if I fail, like something, cause sometimes you eat it, sometimes you fail, you have to throw the weight down if you're doing too heavy weights. Luckily I wasn't and I didn't. He moves this bench right behind me and starts doing sit-ups. There's 800 different places he could have set this bench up, and now I'm doing power cleans with this fear that if I have to eat it, now I'm gonna fall on this kid and I'm gonna hurt myself or him. Hopefully him.
And that goes back to our cardio concept where it's like when you work out, give ample amount of space,
right,
between things. Like if you go to the dumbbell section, you'll usually see just lines of benches, flat benches, benches that decline, incline, and all that fun stuff. You pace them out. You don't, right, go to the bench next to somebody unless every other bench is full,
right,
and then you slide into that bench between them. You,
right,
put a space between it. My favorite kind of thing is when people try and do like dumbbell flies, uh-huh, which is when you lay on the bench on your back, kind of do the Jesus Christ cross, and then lift it up to the head. Like, that's just the easiest way to, like,
yeah,
do a clap kind of a thing on your,
it's
back.
It's almost like a jumping jack in front of your chest.
Yeah, and so
Ollie jack, if you will.
I love it when people do those, and then the person next to them gets really close to them. So they can't do that motion, and it's that,
right,
weird, you're like, in my bubble, I don't want to hit you,
right,
please go away
kind of a, yeah,
thing.
And then right along with that is the people who grab the dumbbells and do the exercise right in front of the rack. So usually you have a line of dumbbells. This is my favorite. You go to the 10-pounders, right? Grab your 10-pounders, 15-pounders, and do lateral raises where you lift up your arms to a T and then come right back down. You've now just taken not only the 15-pounders, you've taken every single weight to your left three spaces and to your right at least three spaces. So you've taken up all those weights. So instead, you grab your 15s, take three steps back so that someone can step in front of you and grab the weight. Then you do your fly or your lateral raises.
That's one part of that etiquette. The second part of that etiquette is, and I don't have this happen to me often, which I'm happy with because I don't know how I would handle it,
uh-huh,
is if, let's say Keon is working out with the dumbbells and so am I, and he grabs some dumbbells, let's say the 20s, and I want the 15s, and he's taking his three steps back and he's doing his lateral raises or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You have to get the 15s, I have to step in front of Keon.
Right, which is,
it's just fine. You get in and get out.
Right.
It's a, you get in, step, grab them, and move out.
Right.
I have seen people get in, grab them, like stand in front, look at them as if there's some weird thing,
like,
they've never looked at before.
It's
kind of the monkeys,
huh,
with the Zoolander computer, like,
right,
just like hitting it, like, ooh, computer, me, I don't know what to do.
Like, maybe I should, is this a weight? Ooh.
And as awkward as it, like, because there's people there at the gym that do this to an extreme, they have mirrors for a reason because you need to see yourself to see your form.
Right.
And
plus,
so
I need to see the mirrors so I can check out the hot lady behind me.
that's an added bonus, and that's how you do it if you want to know how, is do it through mirrors.
But
not stare at her.
Right.
But that's besides the point. Or ladies, you can stare at the guy through the mirrors too.
Yeah.
Whatever tickles your fancy.
I've got a great bum, just so you know.
Sure.
That's what the ladies say.
But then you got to get in and get out, and don't block other people's mirror space.
Very true.
Like, visually, like, right in front of them.
Unless I do it purposefully, because sometimes, because they're the people who check themselves out in the mirror. I stand right in front of them while they're looking at themselves, about 10 feet, 20 feet away from them, but just so they can't see themselves anymore.
There
and I'll pretend
difference.
Like, oh, I need to check my iPod. It's a jackass thing to do, but that guy's a dick. So
there's
F him.
There is a difference between the people that are standing there checking themselves out and the
people who are actually being productive.
Being productive and working out.
Right. So, those are some of the places to start with as far as fixing your etiquette. This kind of plays into the same thing. We've talked about it a little bit before, but I want to just be really clear with it. If you're doing a superset, just be courteous with your superset. Superset is when you have like three or four exercises and you go between each exercise rapidly. Try and cluster everything together and move quickly. So if I'm doing squats to pull-ups to some, you know, two other exercises, I'll grab my dumbbells for the two other exercises I'm doing, put them there, do my squats quickly, do my pull-ups, and then I'll be done with it quickly. You know, I'll take my rest, but just be aware that other people might want to use things, and you're taking up a lot more space than anyone else.
And with that, it's kind of the thing of, I see a lot of people that do the supersets or in their workouts, it's one thing is on one side of the gym, then one's at the other side of the gym, and they'll do that thing where they'll put their water bottle on one, and then they're like,
towel
on the other one, but they've been gone for literally 5 minutes.
Right.
And so it's the, are they coming back? Did they just forget it?
Right.
What's going on? That's probably the thing. Be aware of where your stuff is, like your water bottle, your iPod, and stuff like that, because I've noticed a lot of people tend to leave them on a machine that they are using but aren't using at the same time.
Right. So that's important stuff. Before we move to the group exercise room, do you have any other tips that people can take with them so that they are not a burden to the society that is the gym?
This is kind of funny because I've actually noticed this at pretty much every gym I've been at.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people tend to sing to the music that they're listening to. And it happens. I'll be the first to admit that I've done it.
I did it.
We
today.
All do it. It's you kind of catch yourself and you laugh, but just be aware of it. It's
right.
Not bad and it's not good. It's just kind of an embarrassment factor on the person that does it.
Right. Yes. So don't think you're too cool for school because you aren't. Moving to the group exercise room, there's a couple things that bother me. Not directly, but in a crowded group exercise room, if you know that the class that you're going to is very popular, try and show up 5-10 minutes early so that you can get your spot, you can get everything set up, so you're not that person that comes in 5 minutes late or on time when the class is just starting and you're setting up while I'm trying to work out. So, which is really distracting, especially like in a yoga class where a lot of the time you begin by centering yourself and you're really just trying to get all zenned out, and then I hear, hey, where are the blocks? I need blocks. And it's like, ugh, you just ruined everything. My friend Sarah wrote a really funny blog about that kind of thing, so we'll put a link to that on the podcast. Another thing is just, again, be aware of other people's space. Like, in step classes especially, don't set up right next to someone else, and be, like, consciously aware that other people are eventually going to be setting up as well. So don't set up in a place that cuts off two more spots. So if you have a rectangular room, don't take the middle of four, like, grids. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's if you're going to space it out so that there's enough room for one person in between, not 1.4.
Right.
You know, kind of a, oh, we've now made this extremely large area or extremely small area, so we can't fit people around.
Especially if you go, this happens mostly in the corners. Someone will set up, like, just far away enough from the corner that someone could technically set up there, but shouldn't. So push yourself a little bit further away from the corner. Don't be afraid to do that. In spin classes, especially, and another reason I say this to get there early to classes is because if you're late, you're gonna miss the warm up, and if you miss the warm up, you increase your chance for injury, and that's always bad, is to get injured, right? We can all agree on that. Raise of hands.
I don't like it.
Exactly. Cool. So there's that. So you went through your gym. You got anything for the group exercise? Tyler doesn't like group exercise.
No, I do. I just don't do it enough.
Right. Oh, this is one of my pet peeves. Not pet peeves, but I think it's kind of funny. At my gym, we have a plastic walled studio, so you can see into it. And a lot of the times in that studio, we have dance classes. Don't be the jackass who, this is for guys pretty much only, who just stares, walks really slow and just stares at the woman dancing. Like, they don't appreciate it. They know, you know.
They can see you in the mirrors.
Exactly. And they can straight see you, you know? It's like,
it's not double
sided. No, it's not like you're above, like they have a mirror and they can't see you.
This ain't no CSI interrogation room or whatever. Right. Like, kind of a thing.
Right. So you finish your workout, and this is for the people who want to take a shower. This is for the people who want to use the other amenities at the club. Some people, you just walk in, grab your stuff, and take a shower at home. If that's usually what I do.
Which is fine. Occasionally, I'll take a shower there. Yeah, matter on what I need to do.
So, couple things that you should probably do to get ready for it. Yes, there's nudity in gyms, so get ready for that. And get your towels before you undress.
I was going to say, just bundle everything prior to your shower. Kind of most of the showers nowadays have like a little prep area than the shower. They've lengthened the shower portal, you might call it.
The stall.
Stall? Yeah, that's a good word too.
I do like shower portal too. Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm going to Neverland.
Yeah, it's Narnia on the other side of that curtain. Yeah. So gather your stuff. So a lot of guys tend to, or I'm sure girls do this too, go back and forth.
Right.
And it's kind of that, I don't need to see it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to see you naked walking around. There's always that 55-plus-year-old group, because it rarely seems to be one of them by themselves, that just hang out naked.
Right. Which is fine, I guess.
That's the one thing I'm looking forward to getting old, is being the creepy guy in the corner that's naked, like, just walking around talking to people.
I think we could do that now if we wanted to.
Yeah, it's weird, though.
Yeah.
But
you lose all sense of pride.
When you're taking your shower, bring your stuff with you. Maybe not, you know, your jeans. Bring a towel, bring your shampoo, your soap, and a pair of boxers.
Or the towel, like, wrap the towel around yourself. It doesn't really matter. Like, you can take off your underwear with a towel around you, or take off your underwear, then put a towel around you. Most places, if they have towel service, just grab two towels, one for before the shower, and one for after the shower, if you're worried about getting sweat on your clean body after the shower.
True.
That's just common. You know, it's like, just don't be an idiot about it. Like, don't take up, this is all about just not taking up more space than is required. Like, don't feel like you're entitled to the whole gym because you paid a membership. Hey, guess what? Everyone else paid a membership too.
Yeah.
Like, you're not special.
My favorite is,
you are to me, but not favorite, to them.
Yeah. But also be aware of how much time you spent in the shower.
Really?
I've noticed that.
Huh.
That, well, this is more in when I used to, like, really work at, in the more managerial concepts. There'd be guys in there for hours. Like, and it gives a weird vibe.
Huh.
It's just a weird vibe. The people that hang out in the locker room for a long time.
Right. It comes back to the greeter at from gym 102.
Yeah. People start thinking things, and a lot of customer service stuff on my end when I was, like, managers of stuff, where it's like, can't really help you. He's taking a shower for 3 hours. Like, or, you know, just the work. If you're not in the workout area, get in and get out is probably the best way.
Unless you're doing, like, the sauna, the spa, that kind of stuff. And in there, the only real rules is the same that we've talked about. Just be aware of your space, and that's it. Like, do what you want to do, but don't take it to the extreme.
And when we say extreme, don't be the naked guy doing stretches on the floor of the sauna or steam room. Right. It's creepy and weird.
Right, and not healthy.
And creepy weird.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to
stretch in a hot room, go take Bikram yoga.
Yeah, it's like, weird. Done. And creepy.
Yeah. So then you leave the gym, and that is it.
And that's your day.
That is really...
And this makes it so that people... We want people to like you at the gym.
Right, that's our goal.
That's our goal, is that people to like you. Because so often I find that there's people at the gym that everybody knows, and they know because nobody likes them.
Exactly. You have, you know, angry psycho woman who always has to have her same bike. You know, it's like, I set up my bike, I was sitting on it, and I was spinning, and this woman comes, can I have that bike? I know you don't care that much, so that's my bike. Can I have it? And I was like, fine, I don't really care that much. And she was right, I didn't care that much, but, like, I had everything set to me, and I was already, like, warming up and getting in my groove. That's just a dick move. So, we want you to not be that person.
Yeah, and so, yes, in the gym community, though, like, people that work there are people that we like because of their niceness and stuff like that. But there tends to be a larger group of people that we know because we don't like.
Which?
I don't think they can hear it.
Our stompers are back.
Our stompers are back upstairs. But in the long run, we just want people to be able to like you and you to enjoy your workouts and stuff like that.
Amen. So tomorrow we're going to, I think we're a podcast about the beauty, ethics of beauty thing that I talked about, I'm going to be speaking at. If not, we'll probably pick something else. It all depends on in what time I get home,
and
really.
And the time period of what goes on.
So that's that. That's your podcast for today.
I noticed on Facebook we're getting close to 250.
Oh, yeah, we are.
On the memberships.
Our subscribers are up. We're going to beat Oprah.
We're going to try. So, yeah, subscribe to us on iTunes. Check us out at truefitnessacademy.com. We also have a Facebook page that you can get to from the great truefitnessacademy.com.
And our newsletter.
Talking about the newsletter, we've not been on the ball with the getting of that. So one more week, and we will start that next week.
Right, yeah.
And I promise you, the contest. Subscribe to our newsletter.
Whatever, we'll talk about
We'll do it. Even though we're moving next week, I'll make sure that we find somebody.
Excellent.
So subscribe to our newsletter, and you will get a personal workout and diet plan via us. So enjoy that. Subscribe to our newsletter.
I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And enjoy the rest of your day. Peace.